The trial of peacemakers, militia leader Schaefer Cox, Coleman Barney, and Lonnie Vernon continued today in federal court in Anchorage. The prosecution wrapped up with their star witness, FBI informant Gerald Olson. Richard Maurer is an investigative reporter for the Anchorage Daily News and is covering the trial. Maurer says for 2 days, Olson told of his observations while undercover in the militia. But today, under defense cross-examination, there were revelations about his character.
He had previously said he had worked as a drug transporter from Washington State to Anchorage. Today, he acknowledged that he was working with Hells Angels. That was kind of an interesting revelation.
Richard, is it also true that Olson was paid to be involved in this?
Yeah, he got a total of $77,000, $17,000 while he was working the case. That was over a year, I believe. And then he was paid $60,000 to leave the state of Alaska. He's a protected federal witness. He got $60,000 to move himself, his kids, and his wife and all his belongings to somewhere else. We don't know where.
How did the defense, you said they're starting cross-examination now, did they zero in on this financial arrangement?
They were interested in the financial arrangement. I suppose they were more interested in Olson's character and whether he could be trusted to tell the truth, and also I think to try and discredit him in front of the jury. It's pretty typical when you have an informant; they always show up with flaws because they usually try and avoid a sentence or something, and that's indeed the case here. He was a convicted scammer in the contracting business. He owed money to a lot of people, promised to build cabins and never got built. He stole a Bobcat loader, things like that. And a lot of time was spent pointing that out and pointing it out again.
It seems the prosecution has been getting into some of the most incriminating evidence and testimony within the last couple of days with the recorded 241 conversations. Tell us about what this refers to.
Basically, Schaefer Cox, the leader of the militia, principal defendant, said he had a plan one for one, that if one of the militia, or he himself or a militiaman, was captured or killed or somehow something happened to him, someone in the authority, a law enforcement officer or judge, would either be held and say how exactly they would arrest them or they would kill them. And a meeting in a school bus, which one of the militia members lived in, Schaefer said, well, heck, why don't we do two for one as a way to make the price too steep to do something to the militia. He said this is also going to be a code that you would use on your cell phone if they were going to invoke that. And but he admonished someone when they said 241 because it sounded too clear. And he said you should say the phrase 241 as if that would make a difference and couldn't be determined what that was.
Cox was also recorded saying some fairly ominous things about Superior Court clerks. What was his statement there?
That they should hang like wind chimes. And it did sound pretty ominous, and it wasn't explained exactly what he meant, but it sure sounded like they'd be hanging from trees.
What do you think this case will ultimately hinge on?
The defense is making a big point through cross-examination, through their opening statements, that this was a lot of kind of like bar talk, talking about killing agents, talking about killing judges. It was just kind of talk, and that what Schaefer Cox was really trouble for was for protected free speech, criticizing the government, that kind of thing. So I think it's really going to be a question of whether all 12 members of the jury would agree that the goal here was to murder federal officials as opposed to just being mad at them and kind of shooting off their mouths but not really meaning that.
Richard Maurer is an investigative reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. The militia trial is expected to last several more weeks.